The Carmen and Yurko podcast is sponsored by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Check out the ESPN Chicago games, sponsored by Tito's Handmade Vodka at ESPNChicagoGames.com. Watch us compete against each other, share memories and laughs, all for charity. Tito's Handmade Vodka celebrates 25 years. Cheers to you, Chicago.
You know, we've made it. Have you guys thought about this yet today? That today is the first official Football Friday of the entire football season. All right, the Bears play tomorrow.
I do realize that.
That first preseason game tomorrow against Kansas City. Today's the first Football Friday. It feels good.
Let me see some offensive line cohesion. Yeah. That's what I'm looking for.
Listen, I was locked into the preseason games last night. The Ravens with another win in the preseason. They've won, 21 in a row now?
Their third stringers are great. Each and every year in the preseason, the backups to the backups are out there playing hard.
They're a good team. And then the Giants and Patriots game was interesting to watch, too. That
Giants, what a victory.
That Patriots offense is really struggling. I mean, they're talking about it being, like, really, really bad in camp as far as the Patriots are concerned right now.
And also the confusion behind the scenes on who's calling plays for the offense between Joe Judge and Matt Patricia. Bill Belichick hasn't decided. It's Black and Abdallah. We're singing with Yurko today. Carmen's out. Here on ESPN 1000, the ESPN Chicago app. So, yeah, let's talk football because it's the first official Football Friday. The Bears play tomorrow against Kansas City, their first preseason game. And, Yurko, I wanted to get from you what you're looking for from the Bears.
Oh, boy, keys.
Yeah, well, I don't know if we have to do keys preseason game.
I like them, though.
But there's certainly things that we should all be looking for. You mentioned briefly at the start of this the offensive line. I think that's going to be the thing that many of us are looking at
Absolutely.
For tomorrow.
And listen, we're in Chicago, so you know we get off the bus running, right? That's the theory. Even though in this league you've got to, what is the word? You got to throw to score.
Sure.
And then you got to be able to run to solidify victory.
Run to win.
Run to solidify the victory. That's what it is. But you've got to throw to score. But I'll be looking for some cohesion in the offensive line. A little good work, and you know they're going to hand the ball off. They want to make sure their running game gets established. That way the play-action game, it develops the way it needs to develop. What has the quarterback been doing under this new offensive coordinator? Let's see if quarterbacking and offensive plays look different. You know, let's not look like last year's offense, nothing was connected. Everything was just hodgepodge all over the place.
Right.
Nothing complementing anything, nothing looking to set up something down the line, nothing. So let's see if there's a little cohesion in the play calling on what we have. My question mark is, and we're not going to find it in the regular season, but Eddie Jackson, the biggest mystery in the world. What happened to Eddie Jackson? He used to be a player. He's no longer a player.
We talked a little
Will
bit
he become
on,
a player?
On the last Bear Down podcast on the ESPN Chicago app. We talked about this idea that possibly since they've surrounded Eddie Jackson with a bunch of young, talented players, is it possible that those three individuals, the two drafted this year and then Johnson from last year, that it allows Jackson to kind of do his own thing and maybe he'll be a little bit better because the supporting cast around him is better? Or for a safety, does it matter more what's taking place up front?
He got a chance. Yeah, he's got a chance to do his own thing, and doing his own thing was not wanting to tackle last year. So in whatever defense he plays, the option of not wanting to tackle is always going to be there.
Right.
So we'll see if he's decided he wants to be a football player again is what I'm really hoping for. To go to your young talent situation, well, you look, theoretically, everybody's 27 and younger back there, right? I'm Eddie Jackson. I don't know his exact age, so I gave him 27. But 27 and under in a defensive backfield.
28.
Okay. So you should, and you're two rookies, and you got a third-year player. You should have what you want back there to be able to attack. I think a pass rush helps the defensive backs. I think a pass rush helps them more. So if they can get to the quarterback, I think that makes everybody better back there. I hope these young guys inspire what is not a guy that should be in his prime. He should be in his prime, but he plays like an old man. Let's get the Eddie Jackson we want back. Pass rush helps the most.
Well, I think if there's two guys that get a refresh on this team this season with a new system coming in both on the offense and defensive side of the ball, it's Eddie Jackson and it's Cole Kmet. Right, I think that both those guys have a chance to prove themselves. Eddie Jackson has a chance to prove that what he once was as the ball hawk. And listen, I told you guys, I watched Eddie Jackson at Alabama. Dude couldn't tackle at Alabama, so I don't know what people expected when he came here. He didn't tackle at Alabama. He returned punts and kicks, and he intercepted the ball, and that's about it. He was not a good tackle. He was like the seventh or eighth best player on that defense, because that was one of Alabama's historically good defenses. So I don't know what people expected. I'm not defending Eddie Jackson. I'm just saying he didn't deserve the contract, but what is he going to do, turn down the money? Say, no, I don't deserve that contract? So hopefully in a new system where the emphasis is on taking the football away, he can turn it around and be a productive player once again.
Wasn't he the guy that sat there and you know, tried to be a leader in there and told those guys, well, this is the way it needs to be done? And you can talk all you want, but if you're not leading by example, it's not going to make a difference.
When things were going great, he was very vocal.
Yeah.
Right.
And then the team wasn't so good the last two seasons.
But there's nowhere to hide on a football field. That's right. Why it was glaring. What Eddie Jackson was doing on the football field was glaring for the whole world to see. There's no hiding. And guess who sees that film more than anybody else? The team.
The team and the coaches.
The rest of his teammates know what the hell's going on. Going, what in the hell?
Yeah.
That's a problem. Hopefully he figures it out and he gets back to where he's at. Otherwise, he won't see the kind of contract he's playing under right now. I promise you that.
No, absolutely.
So we're taking a look at the secondary. Yurko, you mentioned the offensive line. When you say cohesion in the play calling and setting up for other things,
right?
What is something that tomorrow you'd say a few plays are strung together and you say, okay, this seems different than what we've seen in the past? Would it be the idea of setting up the run initially to then use play action to get Justin Fields out of the pocket to throw?
That's the simplest way you can look at it and do it, is that you establish the run, then you play action, and that complements you off your ability to establish a run. What happens if you don't establish a run? Then you've got to be able to run some complementary plays off of what you're doing. You come out in a strong eye and you get a power running game going. Then off that power running game, you run a boot with the fullback tailing off and becoming a shallow crosser with the tight end going at about 10 and a receiver even coming a little bit deeper at that point.
Easy throws for the quarterback, right?
Easy throws. You're not looking for anything complicated. You're looking for that. You're looking for quarterback runs off of action that have been successful in the run in the past, and then develop a quarterback run coming out of the backside where you hope to influence that defensive end down. Pattern progressions where you're developing a slant route. You develop the quick slant route, then all of a sudden you hit them with a little sluggo.
Right.
Then you come back with a little slant and go. You know, something off of that. Or where you're killing them on the slant, and then all of a sudden you come back and you throw a little wheel route behind it. You know, things that can complement each other. Oh, this looks like this. Let's react to it. Oh, all of a sudden they're running another option off of this.
So Courtney,
that's
Cronin,
what I thought. Things that complement each
Courtney
other.
Courtney was on with Cap and Jay Hood earlier today, and she said that even though the wide receiver core has been depleted because of injury, in practice yesterday, Fields actually looked pretty good and things looked decent. So in a game, in a preseason game, even with your fourth, your fifth, your sixth, eighth and ninth string wide receivers out there, can you see some development where the offense is starting to take shape? Or is it going to be the fallback of, there's so many injuries you can't even tell?
It's always there. That's their safety net. Trapeze artist up there doing his work on the high wire. That's that. The safety net is, we've got too many injuries. We can't really tell what we have, what we don't. But you can, because the quarterback creates the receiver.
Yeah.
A great quarterback can create a receiver for you. Because the one thing every wide receiver should be able to do is catch the ball. And a great quarterback can put the ball where you need to have it so you can catch it. Whether it's in the breadbasket, whether it's on the front shoulder, the great ones can catch it off the back shoulder. You just throw it up and they can find a way to come down with the catch. But a great quarterback can make a receiver catch the ball.
Well, and the problem was last season that a bunch of the mistakes were happening before the ball was even thrown. And that you can clean up without having your first string and second string and third string wide receiver out there. You know, Matt
Nagy
getting...
That's part of the game plan, too.
Yeah. But that's my point, is that all the times that we saw these guys taking timeouts out of TV timeouts or false starting out of a timeout, not getting the play in fast enough, all those mistakes. You know, Justin Fields fumbling the football before he has a chance to run or throw the ball. Like, all that's cleaned up before the wide receivers even come into play. So that you can see progress from that angle without having wide receivers out there.
Tomorrow's game, and they only have four penalties, you'd be like, boy, that's a whole lot nicer than last year.
Sure, absolutely.
You know, key play, you make a first down holding. illegal procedure, illegal shift. I mean, how many stupid plays do they always have?
Tons, especially after big plays, right? Yeah. Like, that would be the most annoying part of the Nagy offense is they would finally come across a chunk play, and then following up the chunk play would be a delay of game because Nagy didn't get the play in to either Fields or Trubisky or whoever that was back there, quarterback of Foles, whoever it was. They'd get up there, they'd be late, and then there would be a penalty that then would negate the big play that you just had in the offense.
And we'll see the energy that they're talking about defensively. Let's get to the ball, let's get to the ball. If you don't see it in the first exhibition game, them flying to the ball,
then it's not going to be there.
After you've made an emphasis on it for the last 6 months, then when are you going to see it?
Sure. Like, this is the time where everything's still new and fresh, and it should be there.
That's when they need to be the most excited in this first game.
Coach Yurko is there in the room, and they say, okay, we have the offensive players. We need to chart out how many plays, how many series we need to get our young quarterback in, our offensive line, the running backs, the whole thing. What are you doing in that situation?
It's 15 to 20 plays into the end of the first quarter. But if we're still like on offense at the end of the first quarter, they stay on and they finish the drive.
Okay.
So it could take you into the second quarter. After that, my seconds are taking the rest of the second and the third, and then my thirds get the fourth.
Okay.
So that's how I work.
So you're looking at one quarter for everyone on the starting offensive unit.
Everybody on the offensive unit gets one quarter. Defense gets one quarter. Now, it's weird, because sometimes your offense gets it, gets possession. Defense comes out, they get a 4 or 5 play possession. Come back, the offense has the possession. Now you've gone a quarter. Your starters have only gotten 3 to 5 plays.
Right.
What do you do? Do you send them out for a second possession? Or do you say, we've got to analyze more talent out here? Or our first stringers, we've got young talent on, let's get them some more plays. So you might play your defense a little bit further depending upon which way it falls. So one of the units will play a little bit more of the second quarter than the other unit will, just so they can get the requisite amount of plays on, which is about 15 to 20.
Do you believe in ending on a positive note with the offense, where like if you come out and you're like, hey, we want this to be the last series, it's a 3-and-out, someone drops a ball, Fields has an interception or something like that, do you throw him back out there and say, hey, we're going to run this again?
No.
Or you just say, that's it, you guys had your chance?
That was your opportunity, this is the way you got to look at it, let's learn from it and let's move on.
Did that happen in the past where it was like Trubisky just sat down in the backfield and he was sacked and was like, all right, take him off the field.
Well, but it also happened the opposite. It's like, oh, well, they scored a touchdown. It's like, okay, well, that's it for the day, guys. Good job. Everybody wins.
Do you remember the year they put Trubisky back in at quarterback at the end of the game?
Yeah.
And we're like, what are you doing putting Mitch back? Boy, they
should have his ego up.
They should have kept putting him in there. No, they ran out of quarterbacks. The third or fourth guy got hurt.
Someone got hurt and he got bad. Yeah,
Well, who are you going to put? Well, you weren't going to put your starter at that point
in. You're going to put a wide receiver or a running back out there.
They put Trubisky back in. The next day it was, what are you doing putting Trubisky in? He's your first draft. I wish they would have put him in over and over again. He'd have gotten pummeled.
Blank and Abdallah with Yurko here on ESPN 1000. If you want to join the conversation, you can call us at 312-332-3776. That's right. It's the first Football Friday of the new season. It feels good to talk some football. I'm told Randy Merkin has a game for us coming up next. You guys ready to play this? Randy Merkin has a game for us.
Excited.
All right. There's a game coming up next.
You're listening to Carmen and Yurko on ESPN 1000. Chicago's home for sports. Listening to Carmen and Yurko
on Chicago's home for sports,
ESPN 1000. Don't miss a minute of Carmen and Yurko. Tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
All right, first 10 callers at 312-332-3776. You get a chance to play Randy Merkin's game.
We have two pairs, right?
Two pairs of VIP passes to ESPN Chicago's Football Fest. We are about a week away. It is next Saturday at the Hard Rock Casino. It's going to be awesome. We're all going to be there. Field Yates, Adam Schefter. You and I, Chris, are going to be doing a gambling panel with Carmen DeFalco.
It's going to be awesome.
Sylvie's going to be talking fantasy football with Field Yates. There's going to be some Bears talk with Tom Waddle and Jonathan Hood and Cap. Peggy and Dion are going to be doing their show live from there. You get with the VIPs, you get to meet and greet with all of us and with Adam Schefter and with Field Yates. You get to get in an hour earlier It's going to be great. You get food and drink. I think I just did that, all that off the dome. All of that off the top of the
That's
head.
That's top notch.
How about that?
Let's
How
compare.
About that?
ESPN Chicago Football
it's
Fest.
It's all brought to you by Hooters.
The official kickoff of the football season. It's ESPN Chicago's biggest event of the year, Saturday, August 20th at the Hard Rock Casino in Northern Indiana. Doors open at 10. If you're a VIP, you get in early to hang out with us. It's free. You just have to register. Go to ESPNFootballFest.com. Join all of us at ESPN Chicago. We will talk sports betting, Bears, fantasy football, get you ready for the football season. Special guests, Adam Schefter and Field Yates. Must be 21 years or older to attend. And it's all brought to you by Hooters. Pretty close.
Pretty close.
Yeah, pretty good.
Pretty close. Just saying.
I'm ready. I'm excited.
I'm excited for this game.
Merck
still screening phone calls.
So
we have to fill. We have to fill.
We can all be lifelines, too, by the way.
Is that what we're doing here?
I don't know what kind of game this is. He wouldn't tell us about it.
I know. It's a secret game. That's the way he always does his game.
Is this the teammate game that we were supposed to do during spring trading?
Oh, I don't know.
Where it was like about...
What was that?
It was like about us to each other.
Oh.
Like what high school did you go to?
I went to Libertyville.
So did I.
Would you have guessed that?
I would have probably guessed that, yeah. Yeah.
I would have guessed that.
Third period junior... junior year. Where were you?
Miss Gongle's class.
Yeah, Miss Gongle's math class.
Miss Gongle. What kind of math, guys? General math? Basic math?
That was algebra.
More advanced college algebra?
Algebra 2?
Trigonometry?
She hated me.
Oh, hated us both.
Math teachers can do that, you know?
Hated us.
I never had a teacher...
Well, you know why?
I think that hated me.
Did
you know
not
why, Yurko?
Like us.
Because that's when we started the show.
Hola, Senor Harper.
That's when we started...
Senor Harper liked me.
Senor Garcia loved me.
Senor Hopkins. Mr. Hopkins. Yeah, I learned Spanish. Still remember the songs. That's all I remember from Spanish. And me, I'm a Juan.
See,
I took 2 years of French. Don't remember anything.
Not a word.
I don't remember the names of the other teachers that we had together because they were all after lunch, and I was usually...
Stoned. You were stoned a lot as a high school kid, weren't you?
I was.
Yeah.
I was.
Tough transition to America. You found your... solace and weed.
Well, that was in sixth grade, so that would have been a little early.
He was born here.
I was born here. I lived here for 5 years.
And then you went over.
And then I went over.
But you did shock the monkey.
And then I came.
Shock the monkey.
I went to the American school over there for a little bit. Then went to an all-Arabic school after that. Yeah.
A lot of travel, a lot of trauma as a youth.
Yeah.
You know?
What was your biggest trauma as a youth?
Traveling.
The Gulf War.
Yeah, that would do it.
Carrying a gas mask to school for a year.
That would do it. See, that's my point.
If we want to bring it down,
right.
I can talk about going to kindergarten with a gas mask.
I'm learning something.
Inside,
I didn't know that.
Inside Adam Abdallah. How long have you guys been friends? And I'm the guy that brought this out of him.
Exactly.
That's my point.
Afternoon delight.
This is what we call Phil right here. That's real Phil, man.
Yeah, that's great.
It's not garbage Phil.
I like that.
Yeah.
We're all set. Whenever you guys are ready.
Well, what's the game?
Yeah,
we don't even know what
the
hell's going on.
We're waiting on you, champ.
I jumped in before, and Yurko's talking about Abdallah. So the game is called Black or Abdallah, okay?
Black or Abdallah.
Right, so the show
so
is
So we
Black
can't be lifelines?
No, you can't be a lifeline. Yurko can be a lifeline, though.
Wonderful.
Yurko can be a lifeline.
Love this game.
Are for the VIP passes for the Fantasy Football Fest. Okay.
The winners will go in a hopper and we'll choose two names.
We'll hop it.
All right, Danny.
Chris, you want to activate the callers?
Yeah, who are we going to first? You want to go to Jim?
Let's go to Jim.
Jim, you're on ESPN 1000. Jim.
What's up, guys? How are you?
All right, Jim, you ready to go, buddy?
I'm ready.
All right, here's the first question. The game, once again, Black or Abdallah? He started his college career at DePaul. Abdallah, very good.
Good job, Jim.
Jimmy's in the hopper.
Correct.
Good job, Jim.
Jimmy is in the hopper.
One for one.
You're an alumnus of DePaul.
I didn't graduate. I went to two trimesters and then dropped out.
Sure.
It happens.
Sure. Yeah, I transferred to Columbia.
Yurko, fun story. Yeah. He asked a girl out in class. She said no, and he said, all right, that's enough for me. And he just left. Never came back.
Closed the laptop and was like, all right, I'm leaving.
Jeffrey on the north side. You're on ESPN 1000. Jeffrey.
What's up, fellas? Right, Happy
Jeffrey,
Friday. What's up, fellas? What's up, y'all?
What up?
What up?
Jeffrey's hyped.
Jeffrey, ready to go?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, baby. I'm ready, baby.
He used to work at Dairy Queen.
Ah, that sounds like a black. A lot of milk.
No, he didn't give it.
Yurk, can you help me out, Yurk?
Yeah, no problem. I'm going to go with Abdallah.
All right, I'm going to go with Yurk, baby. Let's go with Dalla.
See, grit, though.
Nice job, Jeffrey.
Good all job, right, Jeffrey. You're on, well. You're on hold, Jeffrey.
You're welcome. That was well played on Jeffrey's part.
Yeah, I like that.
Brian in Crown Point. Brian, you're on ESPN 1000.
All right, Brian, you ready, buddy?
I'm ready.
All right, here we go. He has run multiple marathons and triathlons.
I think he's done triathlons. I mean, just look at us.
The answer's been given.
See, grit, though.
No triathlons, Black?
No, so is it wrong? It's wrong.
It's right.
I've never done a triathlon.
I've never done a triathlon.
I don't swim.
I've run one half marathon.
So who gets the point there?
He does. I've had the runs.
There you go. Yeah, the runs, okay.
John in Lombard. John, you're on ESPN 1000.
Johnny.
All right, Johnny, you ready, buddy?
I got it.
His brother-in-law is Paris Schultz, star anchor at WTTW.
Shots.
Ooh.
Sorry.
I don't know. Yurko, do you know?
I'm going to go with Black.
Let's go with Yurko. Black.
See. You're right, John. Great, though.
Pair of shots. Yeah.
Shout out.
Close to Chicago tonight.
Since you corrected him, I figure, and most of my relatives are like itches all the time. So I'd assume if they were your relatives,
all mine are Abdallah's.
Yes.
I guess my in-laws aren't, but okay. Yeah.
But there we go.
Yeah.
Yes, my wife's brother.
Yeah.
Is the star of Chicago.
Shuts.
Yeah, Shuts.
Oh, boy.
Let's go to Matt in Chicago. Matt?
Matt, hey, you there, buddy?
Yep, here.
Here we go. Promo code ESPN.
Promo code ESPN?
What?
What the hell? That's not even a question.
Promo code ESPN.
What's the question? Lifeline.
I'm trying to give you a lifeline. He hasn't asked a question.
Just say Black, Matt.
Yeah. BlueChew.com.
Black.
If anyone listens to this station, you know promo code ESPN is Black.
The Twitchers know it. Yeah. The Twitchers know what's
BlueChew.com.
up.
BlueChew.com. Yeah. Shout out. Matt, you're on hold, all right, man? Good job. Mark in Lakeview, you're on ESPN 1000.
Oh, boy.
What's up, boys?
What's up, Mark?
What's up, Mark?
Mark, you ready
to go? What's the question? Yes, sir.
His dog has three legs.
I've got three legs.
sounds like a dog Yurko would have.
It's Abdallah,
for sure.
That is correct.
She does.
Good job, Mark.
Three and a half, technically, but yeah.
We got two more here. Yep. We got Jimmy, and then we got Jerry and Hammond.
Okay, Jimmy, you're on ESPN 1000. Good luck, Jimmy.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Keep going.
All right, Jimmy, here we go. He dips his pizza in ranch dressing.
I'm going to Dallas. That sounds like a Chicago thing.
That's the grossest thing I've ever heard.
Incorrect answer.
Yeah, who is that supposed
to be? Is
that
you, Black?
No, I hate ranch dressing.
He does Italian dressing.
What
Italian
dressing? Hell
isn't
are
it vinaigrette?
You doing? All
right, my bad.
Isn't it vinaigrette?
This is a Randy Merkin production right here.
I think Jimmy still is in the hopper because the
Jimmy,
question
you're
was,
in the hopper. The question was wrong.
You're in the hopper so far.
All right,
you're
let's
in the
go
hopper,
to the last one.
Jerry and Hammond.
For the love of everything holy.
You ready, Jerry?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. His dad is a regular in the Twitch chat.
His dad is a regular in the Twitch chat. Is he there now? Oh,
Yurk, can you give me a hand?
Yeah.
End up dry?
It's Abdallah's father, yes. Always there.
Okay. Go Abdallah.
Sorry, Jerry. Pat Black, he's always
it's not.
In there.
Listen, I'm Paul
Lynn.
Yeah.
I don't think my dad knows what I do.
Guys, here's an antiquated reference. Mm-hmm. I'm Paul Lynn in the center square of Hollywood Squares.
Yeah.
Every once in a while, you got to throw him a different direction.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah,
sure.
My
sure,
dad
sure.
is like, why radio? It's free. How they pay you? It's in the car for free. How do they pay you? If I can hear radio right here, free. This one, free. This one, free music. This one, free news. This one, free sport. Radio is free. How they pay you? Huh? How they pay you? You're not doctor?
Good question.
You're not lawyer? Your radio's for free. Who is this Oberweiss? Coach of Bears.
We'll get to winners. I believe it's a Randy Merkin production.
Who is this Oberweiss?
He's
coach of Bears now. My dad doesn't have an accent. It's just funnier.
He doesn't have an accent?
No, not at all.
Not at all?
Funnier that way.
Have I met your father?
No, I don't think so.
Has Mr. Abdallah ever crossed,
No, I don't think so.
He usually wears very nice silk shirts that are open all the way.
You just look at it and you're like, oh, that dude's Arab.
Smooth. Got some gold.
Oh, 1,000%. Oh, that dude is as Arab as they come. Oh, yeah. It's great. I love him. He's probably listening, actually.
Does he have the worry beads?
He does not. He does not have the worry.
So, Randy, who wins?
Let's give it to Jeffrey in the north side. And let's go Mark in Lake Villa.
All right. Congrats, Jeffrey and Mark.
Just random guys. Victories.
We'll see you guys at the ESPN Chicago Football Fest next Saturday. My. Register now.
Can't get it back.
For tickets.
Well, let's try and get it back in the next segment with McKnight the Movies. Everyone loves that, right?
They do.
Next.
You're listening to Carmen and Yurko on ESPN 1000. Chicago's home for sports. Working from home or back in the office? Don't miss a minute of Carmen and Yurko. Just ask your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000. McKnight at the Movies. Connor McKnight recreates classic cinema on Carmen and Yurko. Only on ESPN Chicago.
Buck and Bell in with Yurko today. So yesterday was an afternoon White Sox game here on ESPN 1000. We didn't get a chance to play McKnight at the Movies, our favorite segment here on the Carmen and Yurko show each and every Thursday, but now on a Friday right here on ESPN 1000.
That's right. You know how we work this, right? We release this in three parts.
Perfect.
The first part, the second, and you guys have done this
before.
We've done
this.
Oh, you morons, you work with me.
We work with you every day, Yurko. We actually do. And to pull the curtain back, Chris is using a machine right now that has the clips on it because he's sharing a computer with Tyler. So Chris cannot participate, Yurko, so it's me and you.
I already know the answer.
It's brought to you by the Village of Elmwood Park.
I forgot I worked with you guys.
It's all right.
It's okay. It happens.
We're forgettable.
And Randy Merkin could open the beautiful promo suite website and click on McKnight at the Movies. It has which restaurant our contestant will be receiving a fine gift card to.
Elmwood
Park. But it's going to be in the Village of Elmwood Park. Visit
Elmwood
the Village
Park.
Of Elmwood Park. It's amazing.
Actually,
it's awesome.
Adam,
hang it out.
I could open that, but it goes right to Sox tickets, though.
All right, guys, hold on a second. I'll do it.
All right, Abdel will do it. He's going to run in there. He'll be. You hit the mic there. Hi, Yurk. How are you doing?
Oh, I tell you.
Is this fun? Is this a fun Friday?
I forgot about how fun it was with Randy at the helm over there.
Black and Abdel with Yurko here on a Friday. Don't it's play. A football Friday.
Hey, iceberg dead ahead.
The winner will receive a gift card to Burger Movement in the beautiful Village of Elmwood Park. Check out their fine burgers at Burger Movement.
Burger Movement.
Can't wait. Yurko, the ship is going down. You and I are still playing on the deck.
I got the cello. You got the violin.
All right. So McKnight at the Movies. First caller wins with the correct answer. 312-332-3776. Play along. Here we go. Part number one from Connor McKnight. This is a classic movie he gives us play-by-play of.
Our scene opens with the camera panning up and pulling back, creating a hero shot for our main character. We're right toward the beginning of the movie. In fact, credits still roll, and we see the names of the directors, brothers, pop on screen.
Oh boy.
A voice narrates underneath. It's evident by his hushed tone and the utter silence all around that we're about to reach the pinnacle of some event. Our main character has a focused, unflinching look set on his face, framed by flowing blonde hair. The camera cuts to pan around, and we see a crowd gathered to watch. A banner hung behind the everyday-looking spectators tells us this is a championship, and by the tension in the room, the title hangs in the balance, just as does the banner.
All right, clue number one. Anything come to mind?
The Matrix. Because I just thought of brothers.
Well, don't say the names because someone may not have the answer.
Yes. And I'm thinking of a Coen.
I'll confirm that it is not the Matrix.
It is not the Matrix.
I'm thinking of a Coen, like brothers. I'm thinking Coen brothers.
Good or Ridley Scott.
Fairly brothers.
The Scott brothers. Ridley Scott. The other one.
Oh, that's true. Yeah,
Tony Scott.
Okay.
Or
Tony Scott. Ridley Scott.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
So there's some brothers directing brothers that are out there.
All right.
All right, clue number two. First caller with the correct answer, 312-332-3776. I'll tell you this much. In the Twitch chat, no one has the right answer yet.
Okay.
Clue number two.
Another quick cut of the camera, and we see now our narrator. It's not some omniscient play-by-play voice, but instead a permed man staring at the event unfolding just like any other, except he's talking. A bit on our actors. The long-haired blonde is a prolific actor, broke in on TV with a legendary show, made it to the movies in the early 90s, and showed people he could, in fact, Leo. Jump. Been all over the place since, no hardware, but hard not to love. The permed fella is another fan favorite with local ties, too. Also started on TV, but not a sitcom. Comedies mostly, but made a serious turn in the early 2000s and got an Oscar nom for it.
Clue number two. Anything come to mind? I don't see it in the Twitch chat. I do believe we have someone who has called with the right answer.
Huh.
I think it's
tough.
I
have no idea. Someone who was on TV. Someone who's local, too?
John C. Reilly.
And not on TV for... Oh, okay. I think I know what it is. I think I've got it.
The Twitchers have it
I think
now.
I've got it.
The Twitchers know.
I think
well,
I've got
you,
it.
You're watching Twitch, you
no,
bastard.
No, but I'm not looking at Twitch. I was looking right at Chris.
He was looking. All right.
He was looking where? At you or at the Twitch?
I think no. He was gazing below. Yeah. It's possible. It is amazing how he got it the moment everyone in Twitch got it.
Yeah, amazing.
Clue number three.
Back to the scene. The perm guy just keeps talking, and things have gone from serious setup to way over the top. It's feeling less like he's setting the scene and more like he's being a major annoyance for the blonde guy. Yep, it's a problem. These two are competitors. Just as he's about to throw the most important shot of his life, it seems, the blonde-haired guy tells the perm to shut it. We learn quickly this permed guy is the sleaziest roller out there. The blonde hair fella is the up-and-coming hotshot, and the perm will not stand around while he comes for the crown. This is a ridiculous movie that invokes the Amish, the finer points of hustling, and a less-than-savory relationship with one's landlord.
All right, clue number three. You guys know?
Yeah, I know.
You got it now?
I got it, yeah.
All right,
and
let's
to be fair, I've never seen this movie all the way through.
I have.
If I didn't know the answer heading into it, I would not have known the answer.
20 times I've seen it.
All right, good. Let's go to Tim and Joliet. Tim, what's the answer?
Going to be Kingpin.
Good job, Tim. Congrats.
Thank you.
Kingpin.
Woody Harrelson and Bill Murray. That should be
Bill Murray.
Got it started at Saturday Night Live.
Let's take a listen to the movie.
It all comes down to this role. Roy Munson, a man-child. With a dream to topple bowling giant Ernie McCracken. If he strikes, he's the 1979 Odor Eaters champion. He's got one foot in the frying pan and one in the pressure cooker. Believe me, as a bowler, I know that right about now, your bladder feels like an overstuffed vacuum cleaner bag, and your butt is kind of like an about-to-explode bratwurst.
Hey, do you mind? I wasn't talking when you were bowling.
Was I talking out loud? Was I? Sorry. Good luck.
Boom! McKnight at the movies. Kingpin. What a great selection from Connor today.
And congratulations to Tim, who gets a gift card to Burger Movement in the beautiful village of Elmwood Park. A
lot of great scenes in that movie.
I've never seen it all the way through.
Laugh out loud, funny. You and the missus get high and watch that film. You guys will have a ball.
I enjoy it. I'm with Abdallah, though. I've only consumed it on TV.
It used to be on Comedy Central all the time.
Yeah, you need to jump that one on and get the full effect the way it needs to be told.
All right.
Yeah.
From the start.
Yeah.
Love
you know, it's from one of them services you kids all watch with a plus at the end. I'm sure it's on there.
The services with the plus at the end.
Hulu.
Paramount Plus.
Apple.
Yeah.
Matt Streamwood, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Matt?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my phone call. Regarding the Roquan situation, is that the, like, Ryan Pohl showing his hand that he doesn't have to trade, honor his request to be traded, and that either Roquan signs the deal that they provided right now, or he sits out and gets fined for not playing the games this year? And at what point is it a point of no return for Ryan Poles to trade him? Is it game one, game four, or by the trade deadline to Because if he doesn't sit, if he sits out all the season and not plays any games, and he's fine with the fines, that is going to diminish his trade value, correct, when it comes to the trade deadline? That maybe they're going to give a round four pick for him?
Well, I don't think he'll sell the season because it affects his ability to be a free agent in the future. Right, Yurko?
Yeah, he's got to play.
Yeah.
If you don't play, you don't accrue a season. So he's got to play, but he doesn't get his fourth year. He doesn't get his fourth year. In essence, it's a repeat of that fourth year.
Right.
They don't have to designate him for anything if he doesn't play.
Hmm.
I believe that's the way it works. You don't get to sit out and think you're going to accrue a season.
No, that doesn't happen.
You don't.
No. And there's a story today from Pro Football Talk. Mike Florio, the headline, someone is calling teams on behalf of Roquan Smith to solicit trade interest. And we were joking earlier that, like, what, is it a relative? Is it Roquan sitting in the bathroom? He's in one of the stalls, to, like, trying to disguise his voice, calling other teams.
Yeah, you put the cloth over the telephone. But even if it's your handheld device, you've got to put a buffer between your voice and the actual phone.
Hi, this is Broquan Griff. I'm calling to gauge the trade interest in a Roquan Smith. No relation.
No relation. But can we get a deal done today?
What would you give for him per se? Oh, you my credentials? I'm an expert in bird law.
Bird law.
Aviary law.
Mm-hmm. Bird law.
Mike North, next.
You're listening to Carmen and Yurko on ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
Carmen and Yurko.
Follow at Carmen DeFalco and at Yurko64 on Twitter.
On ESPN 1000.
Chicago's home for sports.
White Sox! White Sox! Go, go, White Sox! Let's go, 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 White Sox!
It's a free ticket Friday here on the Carmen and Yurko Show and on ESPN 1000. It's all brought to you by Miller Lite and FanDuel. Caller 10 at 312-332-3776. You'll win a pair of tickets to see the Diamondbacks and the White Sox on August 26th. That's right. It's a free ticket Friday right here on ESPN 1000.
And courtesy of Miller Lite, you'll also have the opportunity to win White Sox tickets tonight from 6 to 8 at these three bars participating in Free Ticket Friday. Alley Grill and Tap at Thunder Bowl in Mokena, Paulie's Pub in Aurora, and the Whistle Sports Bar in Tinley Park. How about that?
Fantastic. Caller 10 at 312-332-3776. You'll get a chance to win tickets in the 3 o'clock, the 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, and the 4 o'clock hour right here on ESPN 1000 with Waddle and Sylvie following us right here on ESPN 1000.
Sorry, I'm reading headlines.
Well, you got good headlines over there?
Nothing that tantalizes me.
Okay. What?
Or titillates me.
Nothing that... That tantalizes.
Yeah, it tantalizes.
I thought it was something good. I thought it was something we had to get to.
No, I just started reading for random. I'm a little bit off today. You know?
No, it's fine. It's fine. Listen, the podcast before the show started clearly threw you off.
It did throw me off today. And those responsible will be here shortly.
I feel like that's something you have to address when Crosstalk starts in about 9 minutes right here on ESPN 1000.
Tough being a superstar.
It is, isn't it?
Saturday mornings right here on ESPN 1000, we get a chance to listen to The Odds Couple with Carmen DeFalco and Mike North. Mike North joins us now with the bonus play on a Friday. What's up, Mike?
I'm good. I hear you guys. You keep cutting in and out on me, though, so I hope I can get everything in for you, okay? So I'll just keep chirping for a little bit. Are you getting me good right now?
We got you.
Yes, we got you, Mike. Man. Loud and clear.
It's perfect, Mike.
You just cut out on me, but here's what I got for everybody. I'm going to make this short and sweet because Randy must be working everything today, and I got to make sure we can get through the segment, okay? So I'm going to take Arizona over. Arizona over the 11. For tonight's ball game against Colorado, I think that both guys, they got their ERAs in the four. It's looking like it's going to be an over game to me from what I have seen. So take the over in the Arizona-Colorado game tonight, folks. And if you want to parlay them, put them together with Colorado tonight.
Love it, Mike. Thank
you. Fantastic.
I love it, Mikey.
All right, guys.
Thanks, Mike. I'll have a good show tomorrow.
All right, thanks, fellas. Bye-bye.
All right, Mike. Mike North.
But that was right quick.
There. Yeah.
That's quick and sweet. Nice and fast. Yeah. Mike figures out. Old radio pro. You heard that right away. It's cutting in, cutting out. I'm going to give it to you. Hurry, high and hard. I'm going to give it to you. And then hopefully it all works out, and it did. So we got Mike 100% there.
Fantastic.
What are his picks again there? Over the 11?
Over 11 in the Diamondbacks-Rockies game. And if you want to parlay it with Colorado, I believe.
That's what he said, yeah, Colorado.
Yeah.
Which all are right. The Rockies.
Yes, they are.
The Odds Couple. You can listen to the show tomorrow morning.
And forever.
8 a.m. right here on ESPN 1000. We have White Sox baseball tonight, 5:30 pregame show. You know, Yurko, we're going to make it a little Bleck and Abdallah night at the Sox game tonight.
Oh, you guys going out?
Mm-hmm. We're going to the game. But nice. Also, there's a concert after the game. Cascade's playing.
Today's after the 12th. Yeah. Yeah. Who's Cascade?
DJ.
DJ? Yeah. DJ Cascade?
Yes, Cascade. Yeah.
Do we have a little sound from Cascade?
No, we don't have anything? We didn't want to really jostle.
Is it boom, 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 boom?
Yeah, that kind of stuff? Yeah, it's kind of like that, yeah.
Then with a little something spinning, and then something else spinning on top.
That's why the game's earlier tonight.
Okay.
So it's around like a 6:10 start tonight, 5:30 pregame.
Start?
And so it'll be an hour earlier. They have the concert, but I'm taking Abdallah. I convinced Abdallah to go.
We're going.
To see this.
The Wives, what's here? This solo night. For you guys.
Yeah, feature. Wives,
what are you guys thinking about? Churros tonight? What are we going to go with?
I'm doing a dog with the onions. You have to.
A couple
Barker.
Dogs.
You're
going to
go with a Barker?
Yeah. Some fiddle faddle.
The fried onions?
Yeah, absolutely.
Nothing wrong with that.
You have to do
that. Now, they got some upgraded food there on the lower level, too.
They do.
The food is great.
Yeah, the beefs. I mean, they got some good beef sandwiches.
They got helmet nachos. They got helmet ice cream. They got to have it. They'll put in a helmet for you.
Just walking around and getting the smells.
I'll give that to you.
At a White Sox game, they're incredible.
Yeah.
Have they improved the smells at Wrigley? Any chance?
The wafting urinals. Like, it's not as much anymore.
Dried up urine. It used to smell like it reeked of it. Has that dissipated now?
Well, there was the last time I was at Wrigley, the only time this year was for Dead and Company. So that was a little bit of a different smell.
That'll overtake you.
You could see the smoke coming out of Wrigley Field as we walked in. That's a little bit of a different smell. So
good times though.
Oh, great times. Yeah. Great times were had. That stumble
home
was
fun. Does the
wife
imbibe too?
Well, she's pregnant right now, so no.
No, but she used to.
Once in a while,
she participated.
When you were at Dead and Company, were you surprised at the amount of porta potties within the stadium that they have at Wrigley Field? Because when we went to Zach Brown Band, I was shocked that I know that it's an old ballpark, but haven't they been doing renovations that they still have
still
endless amounts of porta potties within
the stadium?
I believe
that they. So I haven't gone for a game in God only knows when. But
are those
only
for concerts?
I think those are only for concerts because a lot of them were on field level. So when you leave the field to go to the bathroom during a concert, you don't have to go all the way around.
No, I'm talking about we went down the stairs into the normal concourse.
Those might be additional for concerts.
Before you get to, what street is that? That's Addison?
Yeah.
Along Addison, but still within the ballpark.
The Twitch chat is saying that it's just for concerts.
Really?
Just for concerts. Okay. Because there's more people there because of you have so many people on the field.
That makes sense.
That you would. So,
all right.
But I liked it.
The smell was wafting throughout.
Well, I'm saying
that.
I didn't mind it because I've been on the field for concerts and I've been in the stands for concerts and it's in and out. There's no lines or anything. It's quick access when you're there for a concert. I liked it.
Yurk, what are you doing this weekend?
Oh, I'm relaxing. Tonight got the big auction. Obviously, a big event happening next week at the club.
Yes, of course.
Tonight we got an auction teams, the horse and jockey, all types of good things happening.
Right?
Yeah.
I was a first-round draft choice.
And you wanted
stunningly
congratulations
enough,
for that?
I've never been a first-round pick, ever. I wasn't even a 12th-round pick. So getting drafted as the number one guy is kind of, a badge of honor.
That's pretty good.
Red badge of courage, some would say.
You playing this weekend?
Oh, yeah. I'll be slapping the ball.
Where are you playing?
I'll probably play Lincolnshire.
Okay. Nice.
Sunday, I'm taking my daughter to Purdue.
Okay.
Sunday, I'm taking my daughter to Purdue.
That's a big step. That's a big day in the Yurkovich household.
Young collegiate, majoring in microbiology, wants to be a dermatologist. So we're on our way, the medical way.
Are you going to get emotional?
Tears? You don't have tears?
You don't know until that moment happens.
But
have
you been getting emotional thinking about it?
No, I mean, this is her next step.
Yeah.
I was emotional when she left in the divorce.
Yeah,
that's when I was a little emotional,
that's fair.
Yeah. So I get her every other weekends and Wednesdays. So,
So not a whole lot will change, right? Because she'll visit from school. There'll be winter break.
Well, if she does, I'll go down.
You're not too far a weekend.
Yeah. Do you anticipate
take her to lunch?
You're going to be the best.
Whatever I want.
You're going to be the best dad that visits. She's going to have you out playing beer pong with all of her friends and the college kids, and you're going to be the talk of
beer pong.
You'll figure it out.
You'll know.
I know I know what beer pong
you're
is.
You're gonna be the
oh, the gals just came by from the ballet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I've been working on flexibility, you know, just in case
you
I want to go
been?
Up there. Yeah, get my splits in, you know. My pliés, that's what the kids call it. Pliés, that's a dance move.
I want to see you on a college campus. Jeez.
Why?
Okay, yeah. Don't you think he's going to be awesome as, like, the dad who comes to visit?
I'm very conservative.
No, you're going to be great.
Yeah. Well, we already got some tailgates planned, you know.
Yeah,
see?
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Purdue football, go rah, rah, rah.
Rah, rah, rah.
Please don't stink as bad as you usually do.
Coming up next, we hang out with Waddle and Sylvie right here for Crosstalk. But before we get to that point, we have the final word brought to you by Wendy's.
Carmen and Yurko present today's final word.
Because you had to be a big shot, didn't you? You had to open up your mouth.
Today's final word.
You had to have the last word
on Carmen and Yurko.
Crispy mini beef tacos and new spicy thigh ribs. Thigh ribs, I should say. Not thigh ribs. That doesn't make any sense. Thighs don't have ribs.
That was the final word on Carmen and Yurko on ESPN 1000.